Today's hearing,
State Senator Alan Lowenthal opened the session with a singular objective.
What might be done to ensure that we never again have an accident like what just occurred in Chatsworth on September 12th?
That's when a Metrolink train collided head-on with a Union Pacific freight train. 25 people died in the crash. That's one passenger out of every 10 on the Metrolink train. Alan Lowenthal's state Senate district includes the Port of Long Beach, together with the Port of Los Angeles next door. The ports are the first stop for nearly half of all goods that enter the United States. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein says the freight trains that move much of that merchandise run on the same tracks as
much of California's passenger rail system.
In Southern California, that means Metrolink and Amtrak. Feinstein says fully loaded passenger and freight trains
travel at high speeds in opposite directions. Only the attention of the engineer and a red light signaling system patented in 1872, that's how old it is, stand in the way of a head-on collision.
Feinstein calls these train tracks high risk. She says an automatic braking system could have prevented the Chatsworth crash last month and could prevent other collisions in the future.
If the engineers do not comply with signals, the system automatically brings the trains to a stop.
Feinstein pushed to make automatic braking technology mandatory in the new Rail Safety Improvement Act. The bill is awaiting President Bush's signature.
We're certainly not waiting around.
Metrolink Board Vice Chair Keith Milhouse says the commuter rail system is on board with automatic braking technology. Its official name is Positive Train Control. Milhouse says Metrolink is moving ahead with other safety measures. It's added a second engineer on some lines. It plans to install video cameras that'll record everything the engineer does inside the locomotive. And it's assembling an independent rail safety review panel.
If I need to bring victims of this accident to Washington on my own personal dime to have them testify to people that are resistant to this, I will do that, because we need to move positive train control forward immediately.
At the same meeting, Union Pacific announced that it'll install its own version of positive train control on shared tracks in Southern California. Union Pacific says it's testing the system now and will have it fully installed in 4 years. That's 3 years earlier than the Rail Safety Improvement Act's deadline for rail companies, including Metrolink. Senator Feinstein says she wanted to give Metrolink and California Freight Rail Lines a tighter deadline, too. But she says rail lobbyists won that fight. Covering the nation's tracks with positive train control is not going to be cheap. Federal regulators estimate it'll cost more than $2 billion. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.